Good morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok,
on this week where we celebrate Independence Day. Alan, let's start with that. The president is getting a lot of flack, and it looks like he won't get exactly what he wants. He wanted to have a military parade.
Well, this is not new, of course. This is something that this president has wanted all along. Another example of, if I can't have the parade, then at least I will have the issue for my base, that I'm going to say that I'm a militarist. This goes along with a lot of the other things that we have seen that is so disturbing about Donald Trump, which is, this is a guy who avoided his military service, but who really wants to build up this culture of military background for himself. And it's, of course, opposed by those people who are concerned about the way this all looks. And at the same time, believe that it fits in with the way in which Trump is trying to build himself up as an image of a strong man. And that is something that I can only say many Democrats oppose, but his base, which he's playing to, seems to like, or he at least makes the assumption that they like it. So even if he doesn't get his parade, the fact that he says he wants his parade goes to the people that he's trying to please.
Quite a blow up yesterday after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez toured sites in Texas where migrants are being held. They described it as toxic and broken. Some reports from the women that Ocasio-Cortez talked to inside the facility that they were mocked and called names by some of the guards, and that some migrants even said they were told by Border Patrol agents, because there was no running water, to drink out of the toilet. Then you have a side issue here, which was just the one focus of the abuse, says the New York Times, after a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents, first reported by ProPublica, was found, the sexism and worse on this site shared by Border Patrol agents.
Look, David, this is a terrible series of accusations, and right now that's what they are. Although, I have to say that reports are that the people in charge of that particular unit are running. In other words, they're saying this kind of thing, if it's happening, it's inappropriate. They don't say that unless they know that there's some fire here. And I think the kind of thing Ocasio-Cortez has sounds like somebody had given them a heads up and said this kind of thing was going on. That's often the way that these investigations go and that they work. So some of these accusations are really terrible, the kind of thing you have to be very careful about talking about on the radio. But the kind of misogynistic stuff that people say on the job. Look, we have seen this before. We saw it with the Secret Service years ago. We have seen it, what happens when people get into that kind of pressure, and who applies for those kinds of jobs quite frequently. Not everybody, but some. So it is something that you find in police departments every once in a while, and you find it in other places, and is very, very unhealthy.
Let's go to the presidential race for a moment. A new
CNN poll finds Kamala Harris overtaking former Vice President Joe Biden as the top Democrat in the presidential race for 2020. Also rising was Elizabeth Warren.
Well, of course, look, Biden had name recognition in the very beginning, and nobody else did. Now you're seeing the results of some of these debates. Kamala Harris has proven herself to be a very effective speaker, and I must say I've been incredibly impressed by the way in which she has conducted herself. Bernie Sanders is mired in fourth place. He had name recognition, too. But I have a feeling that some of the people who supported Sanders are now going to the two women who are rising in the polls, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. I think this is going to be a pretty wide open race, and those two women are the ones you keep your eye on.
Is there anybody else in this field that could come through?
Well, I know Mayor Pete Buttigieg is a guy who has collected a ton of money. Interestingly, he hasn't risen that much in the polls, although the money indicates that he's going to have some money to work with in order to make his name recognition go up. And, you know, there's a certain amount of very strong politics here on his part. And I would think that he's somebody you keep an eye on. Right now, he hasn't shown us the same kind of spurt that we have seen with the two women.
Well, President Trump took to Twitter again yesterday, Alan, criticizing this time New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and State Attorney General Tish James, both Democrats, for investigating the Trump Foundation. He said Cuomo was, quote, using his attorney general as a bludgeoning tool for his own purposes. In response, Cuomo told reporters in a conference call that the president's paranoia is, quote, once again getting the better of him.
Well, there's no question that the Attorney General of the state has gone full out, full bore after Trump. And there's an awful lot of smoke indicating some real fire here. You know, I don't think Trump is the kind of guy who wastes his time unless he feels there's a real threat. And I think he thinks that there's a real threat there. We know that was true with the Trump Foundation. We know that was true at Trump University. And we know that's true with the kinds of properties he has. So the fact that the states have separate powers from the federal government has got to be something that is of real concern to him, especially since he's a New Yorker. And now we're talking about the New York Attorney General.
Well, from the Department of Politics makes strange bedfellows, the name Simca Felder. Alan, they've welcomed him back into the Democratic fold.
Well, what are you going to do? Here's this guy. He represents a certain demographic. He is a guy who has been nothing but harmful to the Democratic majority. They made him sit out in the cold for a while. But, you know, he's one of theirs, and you've got to make sure that you don't start punishing people to the point where they are permanently part of the other side. I believe that Felder has been nothing but terrible for the Democrats. But I keep trying to project myself into that situation and say, yeah, they're probably doing the right thing.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David, as always.